Time for another Stain Gang podcast with Bernita Jackson as we talk about Midwestern State women's basketball. Glad you could join us for the podcast. Running a little bit late this week, but that's my fault. I was out of town, so we're back and getting a podcast put out here, and appreciate Bernita being patient with me. The team split two conference games at home. What was your overall impression about the way the team played last week in those two conference games?
Overall impression is just, you know, we're still trying to find our new identity after the two injuries that happened and sustained a third one over the Thanksgiving break. And so I just think whenever you go through that type of adversity, you have to kind of take a step back and kind of recalibrate, if that makes sense. But overall, very proud of our defense, very proud of the fact that we're persistent and we're fighting through and we're tapping into a little bit of resilience and trying to figure out who we are now. And so that doesn't always happen overnight, but what we can do is make a decision every day to keep fighting and get ourselves geared up for what's right in front of us.
You played so well against Angelo State and then kind of reverted back against Permian Basin. Were you surprised that the team didn't kind of pick up where they left off against Angelo State?
Not necessarily surprised. I think those one-day turnarounds are always tough, but this is where you have to learn, right? This is where the coaching comes in. This is where film comes in, and you kind of talk to them about the importance of being able to take a quick scout and just have a one-day turnaround to prepare for a really good team, especially when, you know, both of those teams went to the Lone Star Conference tournament last year. Both of those teams were picked to finish higher than us. Both of those teams just have that experience that we don't yet have. And so for us to split, it's good. And we can try to find something negative, and most people will. But the fact that we split, that's good, especially considering the amount of adversity that we've seen so far. And we're into our second row of lineup, if you will, kind of being thrusted into playing time that they weren't yet ready for. But such is life. And so anytime you can find a way to win, you got to be able to hone in on that, show film of that, build confidence with that, and try not to dwell on the negative stuff. I always believe you steer where you stare. So if we stare at all the negative stuff, that's where you're going to steer to. So for us, we just try to keep our eyes focused and keep our team focused on, hey, what are we good at? What have we done well? We can always look at the negative stuff and get better at it. Absolutely. But you don't want to dwell on it. And that's kind of where we're at. So overall, I thought it was good. You know, it was like a really high and then a low right, all in a week. But you learn from it. It's the first week of Lone Star Conference play, and so much more basketball left to play. So we've watched a lot of film, we've extrapolated a lot from it, and our team is growing.
What are you staring at?
So some of the things that we stare at is when you look at the Lone Star Conference standings, where do we kind of land? You know, we're fourth in offensive rebounding, and so we're really good at that. We need to finish those, because then our field goal percentages will go up. Right now, we're getting sandwiched on those rebounds. And so a lot of them are heavy in traffic. So we watch a lot of film on, okay, when one of us gets the rebound, what are the rest of us doing? And so kind of movement without the ball and working together and kind of getting them to understand that that's a stat line that tells a little bit about who we are. Another thing that we're good at is fourth in the league in blocking shots, you know. And so that's good, but we want to add on top of the block shots, defensive rebounding. And so we looked at that. We watched film of that. We also looked at film of, you know, when we have assisted scores, because our girls right now do a little bit of nervous dribbling. You know, they don't do it in practice. So otherwise, you know, we would address it in practice. But when they get in games, they get nervous and they start dribbling. And instead of them just holding the ball and pivoting and thinking, they get nervous and start dribbling. And they're now trying to create on the dribbling. So we kind of looked at what it looks like when we aren't nervous dribbling, when we just kind of gather ourselves and we have assisted scores. And they all got excited when they saw that as well. We're really good at drawing fouls. And so we got to continue to work on free throws. Our team is definitely a team that can score in the paint. We looked at all of those kinds of things, but there's just a lot of categories that we're actually doing pretty well in, and we just have to, you know, we're already good at forcing teams to turnovers. I think that was another category we were ranked fourth in the league in, forcing turnovers. Now, we got to bring our turnover number down. At least, I would say, two more turnovers. My goal over the next 2 weeks with this team is go from 17 down to 15. But we're forcing 22 turnovers a game. I mean, that means we're plus five possessions on teams just on ball control and our defense. And so what are we doing with those 22 turnovers that we're forcing? We need to get something out of those possessions, whether it's transition pushes or, you know, an easy layup, or like Bree did in this last game against Permian. She came down a transition, stopped and popped a three. You know, that was what she felt comfortable with because the defense was in the paint, which that's something that we have to be confident in. We practice it. We work on it. It doesn't always have to be a layup banging into somebody. We could pull up and shoot a jumper. But we got to find a way to capitalize on those 22 turnovers that we're forcing. It's not, that's not a stat line that just, you know, we can ignore. That's a good thing. That means that our defense is causing a little bit of havoc. And so we got to take advantage of those and find more ways to just to get easy points out of that. And it will take a little bit of pressure off of us in the half court if we score on just those two stat lines alone, which is our hustle plays, which is our defense, our hustle plays of offensive rebounding. We continue to score on those, and then the half court, I don't feel as pressured to score. And so, and you can get your rhythm going that way, and you draw fouls that way, and you get to the free throw line. And those are momentum builders. So we talked about that. We talked about, you know, just different things that we're doing well, and a lot of them, you know, you could see their eyes lighten up when they saw it, because we as a society have a tendency to focus on results and not understand that the season is long. You have to play the long game. And it's great to be good in November. It's great to be good in December. Lord knows I want to be good every month. But if that's not where you're at, you have to keep doing the work and persist to get better and grow. And that's what we're doing.
Well, it seems like this has been a really productive week for you. I know coaches get irritated when I say you're idle because you guys are working hard, but sure. You haven't had a game until Saturday when you play Oklahoma Christian. We'll talk about that in a moment, but it seems like you've taken this time between games, and it sounds like it's been a productive time for you.
It has. It's given them some time to focus on finishing finals. That's very important, and a lot of them are, you know, just feeling a lot lighter and excited because they finish well academically. That's a big stress for our student-athletes. They care about how they do academically, which is good, and then I've got five on track to graduate, and so with their bachelor's degree. So that's always some tension that sometimes if they don't separate, you know, they'll tend to let it bleed over into, you know, playing basketball, which basketball should be a release. You know, it shouldn't be like, oh, biology exam, oops, missed a three. Like, no, like, I don't even want to think about biology if I'm playing basketball. But we've gotten a chance to work on some things. We watched a lot of film. We've been in the gym a lot. And we're just working really hard trying to improve and grow based on where we're at. And it's going to have to be a gritty season. This team is going to have to get really gritty. We're going to have to rely on hustle plays. We're going to have to rely on just us being okay with being the hardest working team on the court. But what we can't afford to do right now, when you have so many that you've lost to injuries, is to stand around, is to dwell, is to watch, is to stare and hope that someone comes and saves you. That will not happen. And so this has kind of been an awakening for our young girls, which is, this is life. Nobody's going to come and save you. Mommy and daddy love you, but they don't have no eligibility, and they can't come out here and they can't get the rebound for you. You know, or if the other girl is pushing or hitting you, mommy and daddy can't come out here and make her stop. So what you gonna do about it? You gotta play through it. You gotta be tough. And so they're learning what persistence really is, what pushing to get to my goals really looks like. And the last thing I left them with is, you know, we as a team are building stamina. It's very important that you build stamina early. You don't want to be getting these gut checks into the season. You need to learn this early. And then we have to learn how to move through obstacles quicker, because every team has obstacles. Every team has adversity. And it's the teams that figure out how to move through those obstacles quicker are the ones that can come out on top. And so we're learning mental toughness, mental fortitude, resilience, and we're learning how to recalibrate, refocus, and bring our mind to the moment. We're going to have to be tough and gritty this week. And we're going to have to just outwork everybody that we play.
I was going to say, it suddenly makes this Oklahoma Christian game seem pretty important to see how the girls have taken to to what they're staring at.
Mm-hmm. It is, because that's always, you know, the great. Everybody kind of comes to games and dismisses all of the prerequisite things, but there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, the conversations, the building up of the person, the bringing them to an awareness of where they're really at, not where they hope they would be. No, what are the numbers saying that you're doing? And so bringing them to a place of awareness, but also to out of this space of uncertainty and getting them really confident in there are things you can control. And so you got to focus on them and you got to go do it. But being on the road at Oklahoma Christian will be good for us. We're actually about to hit the next, I think 5 games will be on the road, which will be good for us because we've got to have a really, really good, tough mindset as we travel, especially in the Lone Star. And so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Our girls will be prepared to compete. That's one word we've said day in and day out. And so there's no more excuses, not that there ever should have been, but there's no more excuses as far as why you're not focused, because school is out. Classes are done, you know. So we'll be ready, though. I mean, we're continuing to push on them. The good thing is they're responding. And so, you know, it's just like a teacher when they're teaching every day. You don't really know if they're gathering the content until test day. So Saturday is test day for us at Oklahoma Christian, and we'll get a chance to evaluate how well we're applying information.
What challenge does Oklahoma Christian present?
They're going to be tough, you know, just like Permian as far as physicality. They're going to be very physical. That's the way Coach Brown coaches them up, and he's done that since way back when he was at Commerce as an assistant. That's what Commerce was known for when they were nationally ranked, is just being really physical and kind of mentally taking you out of a game because they just keep coming at you. And so we're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to embrace the physicality, and we're going to have to score the ball. They have a really good post player inside. They return their best player, Taylor Jackson, who can just fill it up from anywhere. And she's poised to just kind of erupt like a volcano at any moment. I hope it ain't Saturday, but she's capable of just erupting. She's just that good. And so he's brought in some good transfers as well, some guards that can score as well, but they seem to be really good at points in the paint. And so it's gonna be a challenge for us, because at Permian Basin, that's what they beat us. It was 40 points in the paint, which is unheard of. We had never given up that many points in the paint. And so we challenged our team to be a little tougher than that and reduce that number in half. It cannot ever be that high again. And so we'll see again Saturday if they meet that challenge.
It's also a challenge to be physical and stay out of foul trouble.
And stay out of, hello, yes, sir, yes. And you know, for my group, understanding that physicality isn't necessarily a bad thing. Because if somebody's uptight on you, they're opening up a drive. But the thing is, you kind of got to find the windows on the drive and stop and pop on 2 feet on balance and knock down the shot and throw in a little pump fake every now and then. Why not a pump fake, you know? I don't know. I guess this generation, they like, oh, no, that's old school stuff. I'm like, it works.
Yeah, it works, right?
Pump fake and jazz.
So. Well, I wanted to real quickly circle back to something you said. You said your girls care about academics, and that's not – happenstance. That's because of the players you're recruiting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. That's a priority, and we want to make sure that they're getting something out of their experience here, and we want them to win, and we want them to take that seriously, and they do, but they have to win in the classroom. They have to get degrees, because once that ball stops bouncing, you know, their life goes on, and they sustain injuries, and they make all these sacrifices, and you don't want them doing all of that, and then their life kind of goes in disarray when it's all said and done. So, yeah, we value their education. We value them getting something more from MSU than just, you know, time on the court. We want them to get a degree. It's a great degree.
That's Bernita Jackson, who's taking her team to Oklahoma Christian this Saturday. And we're in the middle of conference season already. Midwestern State started out 1-1. Try to get to 2-1 against Oklahoma Christian this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Bernita. Appreciate your time. Thanks for doing the podcast. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. And Midwestern State will be on the road, as Bernita said, for a while. They won't be back home again until after the first of the year, but you can always follow the Mustangs at MSUMustangs.com. They'll be making a trip to Puerto Rico here on December 18th and 19th. Then they go to San Antonio and Austin to play St. Mary's and St. Edward's, and finally get back home January 8th to play Lubbock Christian. Make your plans to be at D.L. Ligon Coliseum for that game. I'm Pete Stein. So long.